Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I've been listening to the music of Antonin Dvorak lately, basking in its melodies and tension and resolution. Beautiful resolution. He was a great closer. Well, he was great at everything. Rich, deep music aimed at the heart of things. But this is not a music appreciation piece. Dvorak serves as a gateway to thinking about America and about us. He was from Czechoslovakia, a proud place with deep traditions, making invaluable cultural contributions to the world. He loved America, the United States in particular. He lived and toured here for 3 years, took trains across the country, conducted in New York, floated down the Mississippi. He soaked it all in. He talked to Americans, and he liked us. He toyed with the idea of moving here permanently. He was witnessing and falling in love with the America of promise. The America just then becoming itself, the America of boundless game and forests, open spaces and bottomless lakes. He thought he was in paradise. He was in America before America took on the planet, before we frightened the rest of the world. Now, surely we were exhibiting the signs of bullying, our treatment of native citizens, our ruthless harvest of animals, four-legged and winged, our penchant for building cities along rivers, and then using those rivers as sewers. Surely these were only a few signs among the many, and just as surely we were simply recapitulating the behaviors of the rest of the civilized world. Nothing new here. Same old, same old. It's what dominant cultures do until they finish their national puberty. In my view, we are still in puberty, still generations away from maturity, many decades from realizing that the rest of the world is not our battlefield or our dumping ground or our schoolyard. We are in a period where self-absorbed crassness is ascendant. We are in a period where convenient lies are the currency of election speeches and of sermons, where belief is trumping knowledge, where winning is more important than playing the game fairly, and where not winning is so unacceptable that the possibility of finishing second or last is inconceivable. We are reshaping everything, schools, churches, businesses, to conform with a heartless, willfully ignorant model for living. I live in the big tribe next door to those people. There are some days when I can't picture a shared future that includes the cynically dumbed-down citizens of Foxland, that they and we are too far apart to remember that we have the same origins, the same heart, and the same brain. I can see the continuing development of two side-by-side cultures who intersect only where business and convenience make it necessary. I can see increasingly separated schools and churches and parks and stores, their world and our world. Oh, we'll still buy our gas at the same places, bank with the same banking giants, get our Social Security checks from the same government. It'll be like a bad marriage that both parties keep going because it's easier than quitting. And still, in spite of it all the messes we have created, all the refugees and all the landmines, in spite of all that, or because of all that, I find myself wanting to celebrate what Dvorak was dumbstruck by. That is to say, our good and generous spirit, our incredible land, our ability to invent what is new, and how we behave when we listen to our better angels. It's still there, you know. It is. Let's not lose sight of that. You are the spirit and the steward and the inventor of what will come next. I see you every day, the makers and farmers and thinkers and the tinkers and the artists. You are the parents of the future. A future that should be so much brighter than the muck we are waist-deep in right now. Whether it's a shared future in a single-minded union or the separated future of feuding tribes, either one, it can only be what you make it.